Dave, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, thank you, Andrew. Good morning.
Great to have you. So yesterday you guys had it's a work session, okay? So technically no decisions or votes really happen, but obviously the goal of the work session is to get some details, ask some questions, and theoretically form some kind of consensus. The main thing yesterday was what? American Rescue Plan funds, right?
Yes. We had talked about them in the previous week, and, you know, we got a little over $31 million from the Rescue Plan Act, and you know, we're going to use that. It's restricted from the feds, but we're going to use it for wastewater and stormwater. And we're just trying to figure out, you know, how much we're going to spend on each one of those because they're both needs. And, you know, we want to be able to break it up. But the big thing I want to use those rescue plan funds for with stormwater is to help take some of the pressure off of our public works. I mean, we've got a small public works crew. They do awesome work. But, you know, with over 380 stormwater ponds, if we put a crew on a pond a day, you know, they couldn't even get to them once in a year. So, you know, we were talking with our public assistant public works director about possible things we could contract out so our folks can focus on the stormwater drains and ponds and things like that. Because with these recent rains, you know, we all realize the maintenance needs to get done and we got to get our public works caught up. So we're looking at different contract avenues to get some of that done, or do the road work through contract and put all our crews on, you know, ditch maintenance and pond maintenance. So we're kind of leaving that up to our staff to come up with the best way for us to attack it.
Yeah, and I know, look, in your part of the county, although all county commissioners represent all parts of the county, but in your part of the county, horrible effects of flooding this last time around. One question, and I really appreciate the distinction that is always made about this. Were the problems in Navarre, were they nuisance flooding or were they intrusion flooding?
We had a couple of intrusion flooding. Okay. Most of it, you know, was that nuisance flooding, and it's, you know, more than a nuisance to some people when their yard floods, but unfortunately, the way flooding is categorized, if it's in your yard, that's good. It's not in your house. You know, so we have some roads that, you know, get sheet flow over and make it impassable. But, yeah, unfortunately, we had one or two get into a home. So we're working with those folks to help mitigate that in the future. But a lot of it's nuisance, you know, drains backing or ditches backing up, ponds being too full.
And I know residents, you know, nobody wants a road or a driveway or their lawn to flood. Obviously, that's why it's a nuisance. But at the same time, that's a far better outcome than having homes actually flood. And that's part of why, you know, having these, you know, pervious surfaces and lawns, things like that are actually a part of the plan. I think what a lot of people would complain about, though, is with all the development, right? You have all this development. We just don't have the infrastructure to keep up with that development. You know, and when you take away grass and runoff areas, you create some of these problems. How are the rescue plan funds going to interact with the thing that you guys passed the last time around, Commissioner Calkins' recommendation that you make a big push for? I think it's a comprehensive survey and then a plan to mitigate water runoff. Am I kind of summarizing it accurately?
Actually, it's the local mitigation strategy. You
okay.
know, that's a required by the federal government and FEMA to mitigate natural hazards, everything from hurricane winds to flooding and all that.
Got it.
And that group met yesterday, and Commissioner Calkins represents the board on that group. I did it the previous 2 years. And, you know, that's just a long list of projects that any citizen can come in. We rate them, you know, with against 38 criteria, and then they get prioritized on a point scale. The important thing with that list is, you know, just because it's number one doesn't mean it's going to get funded. It all depends what FEMA puts down as the criteria because of that weather event. So, like for Hurricane Sally, they'll say, hey, if this happened, these are the projects that are eligible for this grant funding.
All right.
You know, so it's just because it's on that list doesn't mean it's going to be funded, or if it's a low priority on that list doesn't mean it's going to get acted upon. That's what I didn't want folks getting a little freaked out about with that list yesterday. Just because it's priority 26, we may fund that next year out of different avenues we have. It's like a ready list to apply for grants as they become available.
It's not like the TPO where you got to work really hard to get the thing to the top of the list, and then you got to work really hard to keep it there until eventually the clicks all fall and the thing happens. So
exactly.
You guys can be more nimble than that. Hey, going back to the American Rescue Plan for just a second, is the plan to spend 100% of ARP on stormwater mitigation? Is that the plan right now?
No. Okay. We know we got wastewater issues. We want to get the water out of the Blackwater. We want to get the effluent out of the Sound, mm-hmm. From Navarre Beach. And we got that big project with Holly Navarre Water and the city of Gulf Breeze to plumb all our wastewater plants together and discharge that up on Eglin through a rib. So, that's the balance we got to find is, how much do we need for the wastewater effort and how much do we need for the stormwater? But I could tell you 100% of that is going to go to those two things.
Very good. All right. Well, that's what I was curious about. I knew that other one was a priority as well. You guys also talked yesterday, I think, a little bit about legislative priorities. Obviously, we're into the preseason for the legislature. It almost seems like it's a little late to be talking about this now. It seems like that would have been the conversation for maybe a month or two ago. Am I wrong?
Well, No, we have a list of projects we'll submit. We typically submit two or three project asks to the legislative team. And then, it's our backing of different bills and things. And we have a civil service bill, that's kind of important to us. So we'll approve those Tuesday morning, and I'll address the delegation Tuesday night at 5:30 up there in our chambers.
Okay.
And let them know our part. We don't have to have the project submitted for another week or so, we talked about this in our meetings. We kind of build on this throughout the year. We may not have it as an agenda item, but we all kind of know where we're headed and what the ask is going to be.
Last thing I wanted to ask you, Commissioner, it's a little thing of sorts, but to people who care, they care a lot. The flea market on 98 is going away. This weekend is their last weekend of operation. We thought they were going to be open next weekend for Halloween, but because of the school property purchase. Do you happen to know, are they going somewhere else? Are they going to migrate that to another location, or is that still to be decided?
That is still to be decided. I know that flea market's been around forever. When the property was sold, it was originally sold to one developer and then the school board got involved. It's sad to see an icon like that go away. I'm hoping it gets picked up somewhere. But I haven't been approached yet. I don't know if Colton has, cause he's got more frontage open in 98 than I do. It's District 4, but would have been nice for them to be able to stay open through Halloween. I'm not sure why that change happened so quickly, but I think some of the vendors are realizing they need to find a new place. And I'm willing to work with anyone who's got some property because I think it's just something great for this area, and I hope we could help make it survive.
Certainly. Lots of jobs involved, lots of people's enterprise involved, and certainly the fun for people to go do this thing when they enjoy doing it. Dave Peachy is the Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 4, southeast portion of Santa Rosa County. Dave, as always, thanks for the time, sir, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Andrew. You have a great weekend.
You too.